In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the Gospel for today places before us the final judgment, when mankind shall be split in two sides. On the right side shall be the children of light, and on the left side shall be the children of darkness. And what shall separate one from the other will be the presence or the absence of charity. More than good works, what the Lord desires to find in us is charity itself. Charity that flourishes in good works, yes, but charity nonetheless. Works in themselves cannot profit to salvation except they are done with charity. St. Paul tells us that we can do all kinds of good works, but if we don't have charity, our works do not profit to salvation. So more than works of charity, what the Lord will reward is the charity of the works. The charity by which and in which we accomplish our actions. So to do good works is not enough, but we have to do them well. So we have to accomplish good works, but we also have to accomplish them well. And in order to accomplish well a good work, I need first of all to be in a state of grace. Because if I am not in state of grace, my good works are dead, and they cannot reach heaven. If I'm not in state of grace, I don't have the capacity to work for eternal life. So a state of grace is necessary for my works to be truly good. So a state of grace is the first requirement of charity. But another requirement should be added to the first one. And it is the intention that I needed to have to do my good works for the love of God. This is what we call a pure intention. Because it may happen that I perform a good work for any other reason than God. It may happen. Our Lord warned us many times against pride, when one would do good actions with the intention to be seen by others. Our Lord said that in this case, when we act out of pride, we would not receive any reward from God. Because at the end, we were not working for God anyway. Thus, In order to perform a good work well, we have to be in a state of grace and to have a pure intention, which means to direct our works towards God. And it can be said, this can be said for works of mercy, but also for prayers and works of penance. So these are the works that our Lord will reward on the last day. The truly good works. It means the works done in charity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.